Hello, class. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. So let me think. You figured that we're in Florida, we're hanging out, having a good time, and we weren't going to come back and have a class assignment? You're sadly mistaken. Let's take a look at the Dolphins, shall we? In particular, I want to focus on number 91, Cameron Wake, an outside defensive end that has turned into a pretty formidable force for this Miami defense. Along with Ndamukong Suh and other guys, they've got a pretty good defense that needs some attention. So let's take a look at what makes number 91 so special, shall we? In play number one, you'll notice number 91 lined up on the right-hand side right tackle, a wide nine technique and angled in. He does this for two reasons. One, you're going to see the defensive line angle to the field, which gives him position to play contain. And two, if it's a pass, he puts himself on a direct interception for the quarterback. In this instance, it's going to be play action that the Jets are going to run. And as you see this play develop, watch how Cameron is in position. Notice the defensive line angle to the field. The Jets use play action. Now Cameron is in position not only to cover the receiver, but to bring down the quarterback. Easy sack. In this next play, you're going to see empty backfield, one tight end. The Dolphins actually have five defensive linemen by numbers only. Number 90, 95, 94, 93, and 91. The New York Jets are going to decide that the most dangerous guys are the four interior linemen, and they're going to leave the widest guy, who's usually a linebacker, in this case is Cameron Wake, for the tight end. Definite mismatch and misjudgment by the New York Jets. They're going to slide their offensive line to their offensive line's left, but from our vantage point, the defensive is right, which is going to play right into what they need. Number 90 is going to drop back and play coverage. Number 47 is going to drop back and play coverage. The Dolphins are in essence only going to rush four, but they have a mismatch with their premier pass rusher on the tight end. Watch how the play develops. See Cameron just go through the tight end? Now you've actually had two free guys running at the quarterback. No chance. The safety who was covering the tight end and Cameron Wake who becomes a free blitzer. Well, meanwhile, the offensive line is sliding to the right. Let's take a look at the Tennessee Titan game. You remember how I said Cameron prefers a line at a wide nine at an angle? He's trying to purposely intersect his plane where he thinks the quarterback is going to be. This also gives him a two-way go when he comes up against offensive tackles. If the offensive tackle sets too deep, he comes underneath. If he sets too shallow, he presses the corner right there in the quarterback's lap. In this instance, he's going to get exactly what he wants because he gets a running start at the right tackle. Using his power and forcing the inside pressure gets a hit on the old quarterback, and it's something you really don't want to have. Let's take a look at this play at full speed. See him come downhill, use the inside power arm, fall underneath, get a hit on the quarterback's shoulder, throwing shoulder, which could be dangerous for a quarterback. Our last look, we're going to go back to the Jets game. We see a definite passing formation. Notice that they got number 29, who's actually on the side of the right tackle in order to help him chip and help protect. But watch how Cameron plays this. He goes right upfield, back didn't offer much of a chip. It's an easy sack. Unfortunately for the tackle who thinks he's got help over the top, he didn't get any. So in closing class, this is what we have to look for out of number 91. Guy's got a lot of talent. He can definitely rush the passer and he can play the run pretty well. Whether Marshall Newhouse or Vidal Alexander, what they've got to watch out for is you've got to be able to hold your ground and can keep the width of the pocket to allow Derek Carr to feel comfortable. He's definitely going to try to collapse it and try to put himself into Derek's lap, but you have to remain strong. Do this and try to run it at him, I think you can negate a lot of things that number 91 does well. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.